I took that COVID serious. I stayed in the house for the first 3 months. I didn't go nowhere. I didn't protest. I didn't even loot. I really needed some shit, too. I didn't loot. I really fucking wanted to be a part of that. I did not loot. That's embarrassing. I gotta tell my grandkids about that shit. It's the greatest time to be alive as a black man. I didn't even fucking get in on it. Imagine you ask your grandfather, hey, what was it like to march in Selma? And he's like, well, actually, there was a real nasty flu that summer, so I stayed home because of germs. Like, my grandfather's a bitch-ass nigga, man. Fucking cool. I had to watch all the looting and protesting on TV. It was dope, too, man. I've never been prouder to be a black man. I'm serious, man. Watching black people come together and tear shit up, that shit was a sight to see. I was proud. I was calling on my white friends. Colin, you know what it is, hanging up on them. I was showing off, man. I was excited. I was so excited. I was so proud up until January 6th. When they stormed that Capitol, and I saw how real niggas loot. That was impressive. Holy shit. Say what you will, but that was some good fucking looting. God damn. Black people did okay. We were stealing, like, you know, from Target. We got some Gucci belts. These motherfuckers tried to steal the Constitution. America. I didn't know that shit was up for grabs. I was watching that shit on TV like, fuck, can we get another go? Let's get another go. It was like watching Supermarket Sweep and motherfucker go straight for the caviar. He's like, oh, this nigga is genius. All types of racist white groups I'd never heard of. I was watching that shit. It was roll call and the Proud Boys are coming. The Proud Boys? Boogaloo niggas. Who the fuck are the Boogaloo niggas? Why are these motherfuckers dressed like Vikings? What happened to Sheetz? I thought they wore Sheetz. Y'all too good for Sheetz now? You're Vikings? I was embarrassed, dude. I was like, fuck that. I gotta start protesting. We're not as far ahead as I thought. I went to a Black Lives Matter rally right after that to support, but I must have gone too late. It was all white women there. Holy shit. You ever end up at a whites only Black Lives Matter rally? That shit is confusing. You gotta prepare people for that shit. They had signs, stop racism. I was like, who are you talking to? Each other? Just call your fucking dad. That shit was crazy. I saw a white lady there with a sign that said, fuck the police. I wanted to rob her on principle. Just to see how committed she was. Fuck the police. It wasn't all bad. We got some good shit. Black people got some shit out of them protests. We got some good shit. What we get? We got Aunt Jemima fired. I'll take it, whatever. I don't know how high that was on a docket, but sure. It's about time, I guess. Some liberated pancakes. What else we get? We got Juneteenth. Oh, yeah. That fucking holiday we didn't definitely just find out about 2 years ago. You know. Juneteenth, the thing we definitely didn't just see one TikTok video about, and now we want it. We need a new fucking negotiator, black people. This shit is frustrating. It's like watching the Knicks in the offseason. It's like Juneteenth. Who wanted that shit? I thought we was getting Durant. Where the fuck is Kyrie? And I like Juneteenth. It's just, you know, it's just not as fun now that white people get to celebrate it too. It's your fault. You shouldn't get the day off. It's like celebrating the day you stop hitting your wife.
Watch Michael Che, Shame the Devil, only on Netflix.